Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics so that you can lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, team development workshop facilitator, executive education adjunct professor, and leadership coach. Today, I'm excited to dive into a book that was written by a good friend of mine. It's called The Square and the Triangle. The Square and the Triangle was written by Mark Stevens. Mark is a senior leader in the human resources realm. He's worked across a variety of industries, and this book really distills and simplifies leadership into two basic realms: relationships and results. So we're going to get into the book itself, the takeaways, and how you can put the takeaways into action as you lead your teams. All right, so let's jump in and let's get started. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. The book is titled The Square and the Triangle: The Power of Integrating Relationships and Results in Workplace Culture. And what Mark does is takes this idea of leadership, and you can think about leadership in a variety of ways. And if you've worked for big companies, you've probably had a list of leadership competencies: maximizing relationships, effective communication. You know, the list goes on and on. If you Google leadership competencies, you'll have hundreds of results that come back. So Mark distilled this down into two things: relationships and results. As a leader, you need to be able to balance and build relationships with your team, with your peers, your colleagues, with your bosses, and you're still responsible for getting results. The premise of the book is that you need to find this balance. Understand which one of those two is your foundational strength. Build off of that, but stay balanced as much as you can so that you can have the results you're looking for and the relationships you need to be successful at work. So there's a lot of different intricacies when you lead yourself and you lead your team and you lead up. Leadership is a social process. And I would agree with Mark that relationships and results is a very good place to start if you're new into leadership or if you are senior in leadership and need to kind of reset yourself and reset your mindset that here's what leadership is all about. There's a lot of different intricacies you can get into. There's a lot of different paths you can get into. But his book is really, if you're looking to clear your head, a great place to start. So the idea is that the square represents this realm of relationships. Think about leading teams. You need to be able to listen to people, to hear what they have to say. You also need to be able to have people that want to approach you. People need to be able to bring you ideas and thoughts and problems. If people have stopped bringing you problems, if people have stopped sharing ideas with you, take a pause. Assess the relationships that you have with your team and those around you. To be successful at leading is about influencing and influencing a group towards a common goal or objective. You need people to do that. Leadership is a people business, first and foremost. And then the triangle represents results. No matter how good relationships you have, you're still accountable and responsible to the organization for hitting those performance marks, for getting the outcomes that your organization has established for you, for serving your clients, for delivering your products. You can't just have relationships and you can't just be focused on results. So what the square and the triangle emphasizes, what Mark naturally talks about, is that individuals, they naturally gravitate towards one or the other. But you can't only focus on one or the other. If you only focus on relationships, you may find yourself sacrificing having a difficult conversation with somebody because it's uncomfortable, because you may have to tell that team member or that peer that they're not delivering on their promise, that they're not holding their end of the bargain up, that they're not performing at their best. But if you're so focused on what's that going to do to the relationship, now you're sacrificing having that hard conversation for the results that you may get by having the conversation in the first place. The other end of that spectrum is that if you put results first, and that's all you focus on, before you know it, you'll only have compliance at best. You may even have people that start to attrit out, that start to leave the organization or want to get off of your team because you're not relating to them. You're not connecting with them. You're not engaged with them. You're putting numbers first and only being driven by data versus being caring and compassionate with your team. So you have to be able to find that balance. And what Mark talks about is that each individual has a natural tendency, a natural strength in one or the other, which you can work to overcome some of the obstacles in your way so you can become more balanced and know how to flex your strength in the right situation, in the right context. So I want to share with you, when I first left the military, and went into corporate life, I thought you had to lead differently. The first job I took is where I actually met Mark. We worked at a retail Fortune 50 company in their distribution network. And I found myself leading a team. I'm on third shift, overnight shift. And it was a very data-centric, data-driven operation. We had information on performance. We had information on performance down to each individual. We had the ability to see how each department was performing and how we were performing as a distribution center in total. So I felt it was good enough for me to be cordial, be polite, be positive, and drive performance, which was actually one of the leadership competencies, drive performance. And performance I drove. I was a top performing shift in my department. I had some of the best performance numbers that helped contribute to the distribution center. But what I didn't realize was I was leaving a wake of broken relationships with my peers, and I was starting to teeter on just getting compliance, and my team was waiting to be task managed, not led. And for me, that was a big wake up. Here's the differences that I found. I thought because in the military, we ate together. We exercised together. We spent time celebrating milestones together. We did hail and farewell dinners where we said goodbye to those that were transitioning to a new installation and we said hello to those that were transitioning in. So these social moments were a natural part of our work ecosystem. Not so in corporate America. People came into work, or so I thought. People came into work. They worked with their teams. You did what you had to do and you left. So I didn't focus on building relationships. I didn't focus on deep level connection with my team. I was polite. I was positive. I was approachable. But what I wasn't was connected. I veered on the results side of things because at the end of the day, that's what I'm responsible for. I need to get things done and that's what we're going to do. Well, that's where I was wrong. And having conversations with Mark one-on-one really opened my eyes up to what people were looking for and how those social connections were built in the corporate world compared to the military. We took time to have lunch together. I used to eat lunch in my office. Now I would go eat lunch with my colleagues, with my peers. We talk about our days. We talk about our kids. That's where that happened. After my startup meeting with my team, I got my team set for the day. I'd go seek out a peer and ask them, what's new? How's that going? I'd follow up with how was your weekend? How's your family? And then I started to take my own walls down and share about my family and things that I got into. So I started to take the wall down of, I'm just here to work, to here's who I am at work. And I would do that with my team. I would do that with my peers. One of the best things I did with my team was once a month, we had our monthly team meeting. We'd make it a potluck event. So we'd spend 30 minutes eating and breaking bread and sharing stories. And then we'd spend the next 30 minutes talking about where we are, how we're performing, what we're changing, what we're doing moving forward. It was uncomfortable at first, but merging those two leadership styles and seeing that I can lead like I do in the military here in the corporate world, there doesn't need to be a difference. It may feel a little different. It may look a little different, but building relationships and getting results and staying in balance is the best way to lead. So when I came across Mark's book, it really struck a chord with me and it brought me back to those conversations that he and I had. And I want to share with you right now some ways that you can build better relationships and get results. So let's take a look. So the square, the relationship piece, right? Get out and about. Go see your team. Have open conversations. See them in their workspace. And don't just talk about work. Don't be the person that when they see you coming, they know that it's just a performance conversation. Take 2-3 minutes, follow up about their weekend, how things are going, what's new in their world. And you'd be surprised at what benefits you get out of those conversations. So make that time intentional. Celebrate milestones. Recognize weddings. Recognize anniversaries. Recognize graduations. Recognize the significant moments in people's lives. Recognize work milestones, 5-year, 10-year, 15-year length of service. If somebody had a big win or a good productive night or they overcame an obstacle there, celebrate that. Make them feel good. Shine that spotlight on other people, right? Think about people's personal lives and bring that to the workspace as well. Did somebody just run a 5K for the first time? Did somebody get a gig at an open mic night? Bring that out in your startup meetings so that you can develop that sense of camaraderie with your team. And then the third piece here for the relationship building is have social moments with your team. Take time to have a coffee, 10, 15 minutes. Take time to have lunch. Take time to have those potluck events or occasionally order food in so you can have those social moments together. You know, have a pre-Thanksgiving meal with your team. It's just make it intentional and make it time to gather. And food is a great magnet for people and gathering and to learn about each other. You know, food kind of has that ability to bring people together. All right, switching gears. The triangle. The triangle is about getting results. So here you want to have clarity in your goals. You can still have relationships and not sacrifice them and get results. If you bring clarity to your goals, you're going to have conversations that are open, that are transparent. Here's what we are here to do. This is where we're currently performing. Here's where we need to be performing. Give those left and right limits. Make sure your team is striving for those goals and they know where they're currently at and where they need to be. Make it visible. Make it part of the conversation. But don't make it the only conversation. Number two, communicate. Communication early and often. Ensure people know how they're performing and how it's impacting the overall goals. Have those one-on-one conversations. Have them in real time. When you're going to see people where they're at, have that blend of the social moment, but also have the conversation about how's your performance going tonight? This is what I'm observing. Here's what I'm seeing. Is there anything I can do to help you? Is there anything that's in your way? When you communicate early and often, it'll help you overcome. It'll mitigate that time from here's where I start to see performance starting to dwindle and doing something about it before it becomes a more difficult and complex conversation to have. And the third piece here, connecting. Connect the purpose of the work that you're doing with the performance of your team. When people feel they're serving a bigger purpose, they're contributing to something bigger than themselves, they will commit and be dedicated to hitting those goals. When they feel their work is meaningful and that they are contributing, they will go above and beyond. And that's where you'll get the results that you're looking for, or the results may exceed your expectations. So if you're interested in learning more and you're interested in diving in more, I highly recommend the book, The Square and the Triangle, written by Mark Stevens. It offers Practical guidance for leaders to enhance their proficiency in building relationships and getting the results that they want for their team. You can reach out to me. I'll link you up with Mark directly. He'd most likely be happy to send you a signed copy. So leverage this framework, cultivate it, blend it into your own unique leadership style, and let's see what happens. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you liked today's episode, you found value in it, save it, share it with your friends, post it across all social media platforms. And if you want to hear more and stay in tune with what's coming up next, follow hashtag Leadership Decoded and hashtag On the Stacks for more information across all of our social media platforms. We want to hear from you as well. So leave us a review, drop us a comment. And if you've got a leadership question, query, inquiry, send it in. We're here to serve you so that you can lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. If you're a company, an organization, a team member, and you're looking for team building and team development workshops, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, hands-on experiential learning that is threaded with creativity and will deliver the performance results that you want. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.